ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये कठोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये प्रथमावल्याम् दशमहामन्त्रः, वि आर् टु सी दि टेन्थ् मन्त्र आफ् दि फस्ट् सेक्षन् आफ् दि सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर्. And we are seeing the important section of the Upanishad where Paramatma Swarupam being one's own Swarupam, Swarupam of the individual is repeatedly discussed here. Because only in understanding one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara, one can understand the fact that the Jagat also is non-different from Ishvara. And ultimately one can see this Jivaha, Jagat and Ishvara are essentially one and the only truth. This Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bheda is actually not there. Because what is absolutely real is only the reality, abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma or Atma. In this vision, the essence resolves, the real surrender happens, only in having this ascertained vision of this essential oneness of the reality, the real surrender happens. One can see absolutely one's own self being not there. There's no I absolutely. Everything being relative, one can understand. That is how the problem centered on I also can be resolved. That is how moksha is there. Therefore, 10th mantra, let us see here now. The truth obtaining as the innermost essence, the truth of I, the Swarupam of the knower, the essential nature of individual is non-different from the essential nature of the whole, otherwise said to be Ishvara. The one and the only truth associated with the Jagad Upadhi is Ishvara. The same truth identified with the, associated with the individual Upadhi, body, mind, and complex is Jiva. Between Jiva and Ishvara, there is difference. And the difference is only from the standpoint of Upadhis, and Upadhis are Mithya. From the standpoint of Mithya, Upadhis, there is relative difference. From the standpoint of Satya Atma, the truth of the individual and the total, there is non-difference. The standpoint of what is absolutely real, there is non-difference. The standpoint of what is relatively real, what is mithya, there is difference. So we need to understand what is absolutely real here. Therefore, Upanishad again presents Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam. Upanishad again discusses the topic of establishing the essential oneness of the individual and the total. Jiva and Ishvara, a Jivatma and Paramatma. Let us see what Shankara Bhagavatpada says, how he introduces this mantra. Yad Brahmadisthavaranteshu, Yad Brahmadisthavaranteshu, வர்த்தமானம் தது தத் உபாதித்வாது அப்ரம்மவது அவபாசமானம். சம்சாரி அந்யத் பரஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹா, பரஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹா அந்யத் சம்சாரி இதி மாபூத் கஸ்யசித் ஆசங்கா இதி இதம் ஆஹ. வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி சங்கர் பகவத்பாதா இன்ட்ரடியூசஸ் திஸ் மந்த்ரா. இதம் ஆஹ திஸ் மந்த்ரா பிரசன்ட்ஸ் தி டீச்சிங். வாட் இஸ் தி டீச்சிங்? கஸ்யசித் ஆசங்கா மாபூத், கஸ்யசித் ஃபார் எனி ஒன், ஃபார் எனி ஒன் ஆசங்கா மாபூத், மாபூத் மே தேர் நாட் பி, மாபூத் மீன்ஸ் மே தேர் நாட் பி, லெட் தேர் நாட் பி, தேர் ஷுட் நாட் பி, வாட் தேர் ஷுட் நாட் பி, வாட் ஆசங்கா. சங்கா இட் செல்ஃப் மீன்ஸ் டவுட், ஆசங்கா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் டவுட். There should not be shanka, there should not be ashanka. May there not be doubt. Kasyachit, on the part of anyone. May there not be doubt for anyone. May none have the doubt. May none have this doubt. What doubt? Means this doubt is naturally there, already there. But one should not have this doubt. It means one must have clear understanding, doubt-free understanding, ascertained understanding that doubt should not be there at all. Doubt about what? Samsari parasmat brahmanaha anyat. Samsari anyat. Parasmat brahmanaha anyat. பரஸ்மா பிரம்ம மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பரம் பிரம்ம, பரம் பிரம்ம, பரம் பிரம்ம. சோ வென் யூ சே பரஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹா, ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ், பரஸ்மாத் பிரம்மணஹா ஃப்ரம் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, ஃப்ரம் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, தி அல்டிமேட் ட்ரூத் which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless, therefore implied by the term Brahma. So from that absolute reality, which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, samsari anyat. Samsari here means what? The individual jiva who is subject to birth and death, subject to birth and death, is different. From Brahman, the jiva is different. This doubt is there naturally. And this doubt should not be there. Why? Because jiva is non-different from Brahma. Non-different means what? Brahma is the very swaroop of jiva, the truth of jiva. So wave is not different from water means what? Wave is not different from water means wave is water. Water is the very truth of the wave. Water is not the wave, but wave is nothing but water. Similarly here, Brahman is not the jiva. But the jiva is nothing but Brahma. Jiva is just the qualification, temporary qualification attributed to the same Brahma. In keeping with its identity, in keeping with the association of, the body, mind and complex. Therefore, jiva is Brahma. And jiva alone is said to be samsari. Samsari means one who is subject to, one who is subject to this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. One who keeps on moving from one mother's womb to other mother's womb. That jiva, the one who mistakes, the ignorant jiva, who does not know the nature of one's own self, is different from Brahma. This doubt should not be there. Samsari parasma brahmanaha anyat iti, anyaha iti, anyat iti, kasichit ashanka mabhut. In order to resolve this doubt alone, this following mantra is presented by the Upanishad. Okay. Now, why the doubt should not be there? Because how the jiva is non-different from Brahma? That is said in the first sentence, yad brahmanis thavaranteshu vartamanam, that which is there, that which is being, vartate is, exists, that which is being, that which is there, where brahmani sthavara anteshu. Brahma is the first and the foremost of all the devatas. Exalted among all the beings is Brahma. So Brahma is also exalted jiva. So Brahma Adi Stavara Anteshu. Right from Brahma, the exalted jiva, the first, the foremost of all the beings, Brahma, then up to all the beings of the most inferior caliber, inferior category, such as plants, etc. Sthavara means immobile living beings. So in between Brahma and immobile living beings known as sthavaras, plants, etc., we have human beings, we have all celestial beings, human beings, and all the living beings such as animals. Okay, all varieties of living beings, all of them. So in all these beings, Brahmadis Thavaranteshu, in all the beings, right from Brahma to the most ordinary living creatures, being such as plant, etc. So in between we get all, you can understand how many ever countless number of living creatures are there. All of them are included there. So Brahma Adi Sthavara Anteshu Yad Vartamanam, that which is there what? As the truth, the in essence, essential nature, that which is there as the innermost essence. That absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is there as the innermost essence in all the beings, right from the most exalted being Brahma to the most ordinary being, creatures such as plant, etc., in all of them, that which is there, tat upadhitvat, because of having the upadhi, upadhitvat, what is upadhi? Upadhi is a manifesting medium. Upadhitvat, because of the upadhi, because of having the upadhi, the manifesting medium. Abrahmavat, as though a time-bound being. Brahma means what? Timeless, infinite reality. that Brahma, that reality which is of the nature of infinitude, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is the only truth of all the beings from Brahma to Stavara, Brahma to the plant, that reality, upadhitvat, because of having the upadhi, because of the upadhi alone, abrahmavat, as though not Brahma, as though not the reality of infinite nature. Abrahmavat, avabhasam, avabhasate, seems to be there, appears. Avabhasate means appears. Avabhasamanam asti. So, tad, yad, that absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, which alone is there as the innermost essence in all the living beings, in all the beings from, right, from exalted Jiva Brahma to the most ordinary being, the plutus, the immobile being such as plant, etc. Tad, that reality, tad upadhitvat, because of the association with upadhi, abrahmavat, as though non-reality, as though non-brahma, as though a finite being, avabhasamanam asti, it appears to be non-Brahma. So Brahman is Brahman can never become non-Brahma. Reality of the infinite nature, limitless reality, can never become a limited being, but appears to be avabhasate. Brahman appears to be non-Brahma, appears as though it is non-Brahma. Even though it can never become non-Brahma, limitless reality can never become a limited being. Infinite reality of infinite nature can never become a being of limited nature, limitation. Still now it appears. Avabhasate, avabhasamanam asti. It's appearing as it were. And therefore, what happens? Samsari, anyat parasma brahmanaha. Parasma brahmanaha samsari anyat means anyaha. This jiva which is mistaken to be a samsari, is actually free from samsara. And because of the identity with the manifesting medium, jiva is essentially Brahman itself. There's no difference at all, because only Brahman is there as jiva, the temporary qualification. So jiva is essentially being Brahma, absolutely free from samsara. But now, because of the identity with the anatma, identity with the upadhi, the manifesting medium, now jiva is there as a samsari. And this samsari jiva is different from Brahma, absolute reality. This notion prevails easily, naturally, but this doubt is there, this wrong conclusion is there on the part of everyone. But such a wrong notion, erroneous conclusion, doubt should not be there at all. Parasma brahmanaha samsari anyat iti kasichit ashanka mabhut. Let there not be any doubt at all for anyone. Iti, with this intention, idam aha Upanishad presented this following mantra. Okay. Let us see the mantra. Yadeveha tadamutra. Yadeveha tadamutra. Yadamutra tadanviha. The words sound very simple kindergarten verses, but reveals a very profound fact. யதேவேக ததமுத்ர யதமுத்ர ததன்விஹ யதேவேக ததமுத்ர யதமுத்ர ததன்விஹ மிருத்யோஸ்ஸ மிருத்யுமாப்னோதி மிருத்யோஸ்ஸ மிருத்யுமாப்னோதி யயிஹ நானேவ பஷ்யதி யயிஹ நானேவ பஷ்யதி. The first line of the mantra is a Mahavakyam. Why? Because the first line states the essential oneness of every individual being and the total. So, Iha means here, Amutra means there. Yad Eva Iha, that which alone is here. That which alone is here. Yadeva Iha Asti. Iha means here. That which alone is here. So here, this indeclinable word here, Iha, also indicates what? The nearest self. What the nearest self? The truth of I. Because every individual refers to oneself, no? Using this pronoun, first person singular pronoun I. The I is the first person singular pronoun. I always refers to the subjective knowledge, the experiencer. Idam refers to the object of knowledge. I refers to the subject of knowledge. Therefore, I the experiencer, I the knower. And this world is known to me. Therefore, this indicates the world which is object of experience. I refers to the subject of knowledge. Therefore, I is the first person singular pronoun used by every individual to refer to one's own self. Therefore, the truth of the I is what? The nearest self. So, Iha indicates the nearest self. So, that which is here as the nearest, Yadeva Iha Asti, that absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which alone is here as this truth of the knower, experiencer, I, as the content of I, as the nearest self. How do we say that reality which alone is here, that reality which is of the nature of consciousness, how do we say? Because Upanishad already assumes that we have already done the Diddhisheveka Prakriya. We used Viveka Prakriya. Assumes. So, we know, we already arrived at the truth, fact what? The known, the knower is distinct from the known. And the knower is distinct from the known. That knower does not refer to anything. The body, mind and complex also. That knower cannot be resolved anywhere other than the abstract formless reality. And we, that in reality is implied with the term pure knowledge or consciousness because of its nature of knowing, nature of being conscious. Now, that is how the knower is, I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the knower, am pure knowledge. I, the knower, am pure awareness. This, we have already, we are supposed to have understood. Then now, that, what is that? What is the form of the reality? We arrive at as the Swarupa of the knower. The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, you arrive at as the Swarupa of the knower is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, formless reality. subtlest reality. And that reality is of the chair of limitlessness, of the chair of all pervasiveness, therefore implied with him Atma or Brahma. And that reality, that which is here as the nearest self, Yadevaihasti, that reality which alone is here as the nearest self, is Tad Amutra. Amutra Tad, the same reality is there as that. This reality alone, this reality which is here as the truth of I alone, is there as that, the truth of the Ishvara, the truth of the whole, Amutra. The truth of the Jagat is Ishvara, the truth of the individual is Jiva. And what is the difference? Only Upadhi. The difference is only in the Upadhis. Ishvara's Upadhi is Jagat, which is inclusive of the individual body, mansions, complex. Whereas Jiva's Upadhi is body, mansions, complex, which is part of the Jagat. Therefore, Yadeva Iha Asti, Tadeva Amutra Asti. That which alone is here as the nearest self is the very truth that is there as the Surupam, the truth of that Ishvara, truth of the whole. Tad Amutra. Yad Amutra Tadu, Tad Anu Iha. And that absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is there enjoying the qualification of Surupam of the Ishvara, which is there as the Surupam of Ishvara, that is here. Tad Iha. That alone is here. Means what? Tad Anu means what? Anvasti, Anu, Anvartate, Anuvartate. That reality alone is here. Vartate, Anvartate, Anuvartate. Same meaning. It means that which is there as the truth of the whole as Ishvara Surupam is here as the truth of the individual Jiva, the truth of I. That which is here as the truth of the I, the individual Jiva, is there as the truth of Ishvara there. That's all. Finished. Which means what? Jivaha and Ishvara. Jivatma and Paramatma are essentially one. There's no difference at all. The truth of Jiva and Ishvara is one, secondless, non-dual. Then why two different names, Jivaha and Paramaha? Jivaha and Paramaha are two different qualifications attributed to the Atma temporarily from the standpoint of the manifesting media, the Jagat and the individual body mansions complex. So from the standpoint of Upadis, there is difference. Ishvara is Sarva Shaktiman. Ishvara is Sarvajnaha. No doubt. Because total Jagat is Upadhi. If the total knowledge, total omnipotency, omniscience is Ishvara. Ishvara is ended with this. But what about Jiva? Jiva's Upadhi is tiny mind, one mind. Therefore, Upadhi is body, mind, sense, complex. Therefore, Jiva's Jnanam is what? In keeping into Upadhi, the knowledge is what? Jiva, Alpajna, Alpa Shaktiman. Of course, the difference is the standpoint of Upadhis, but from the standpoint of the Surupam, the truth without which there cannot be somebody called Jiva. The truth without which there cannot be Ishvara, that truth is one, secondless. That truth is one. One, and that reality, that vastu is one, that vastu alone is absolutely real. That vastu is not dependent on anything else for its existence. Never, that is satyam. So listen, and that reality is of instead of all pervasiveness, therefore implied with Jamatma. So Atma is satyam. Jiva's status is mithya. Ishra's status is mithya. Atma is satyam. The reality implied with Jamatma is satyam. Therefore, that Atma alone has two different qualifications as Jivaha and Paramaha from the standpoint of the manifesting media. Otherwise, they are non-different. This Jiva is that Ishra, the Ishra is this Jiva. Again, we say, Ishra is the total. The total, the whole can be without being dependent on the individual. But the individual cannot be without the whole. The entire ocean can be without one given wave. But one given wave cannot be by itself without the ocean around. Therefore, the individual wave is dependent on the Vyashti, is dependent on the Samashti for its existence. But Samashti is not dependent on Vyashti for its existence. Therefore, Ishra is looked upon as Karanam, Jiva is looked upon as Karyaha, Karyam. But even though Jiva is looked upon as the Karyam, effect, Ishra is looked upon as the cause, still Swarupam of Jiva and Ishvara is one and the same. There is no difference at all. So that which is here is there as the truth of Ishvara. That which is there as the truth of Ishvara is here as the truth of the individual, I, the Jiva. Yadeva iha asti tad amutra asti. Yad amutra asti tad iha anuvartate. Okay. Suppose, if you understand this fact, that Jiva and Ishvara being essentially one and the same, what will happen? If a person discovers, distinguishes one's own self, distinguishes the knower from the known, then sees oneself being the knower, I, then arrives at the knower being abstract, formless consciousness. It's exactly like when you see the room filled with the opaque things and you search for the illuminator, and the illuminator, because of whose presence the opaque things are shining, that illuminator, there's no illuminator other than the light. You resolve the illuminator in light. Illuminator and light are not two different things. Similarly here, there's no knower experience other than this abstract reality consciousness. When you arrive at it, then you claim that consciousness as the content of I. When you stumble upon, when you arrive at the Swarupam of the knower, I being abstract, formless reality, when you claim, you take ownership of consciousness, abstract reality as the content of I, you resolve I in that awareness consciousness, then you cannot take the body, mind, sense complex as the meaning of the word I. Then you include body, mind, sense complex in the object universe. You see your own body, mind, sense complex being part of the objective universe. Then you understand, and yourself being non-separate from Ishvara, and the objective universe does not have independent existence of its own outside of the Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, you arrive at the final truth, the Atma Satyam, the Satyam, Brahma Satyam, Atma Satyam, Jagat Mithya. It means it is not absolutely real. The object universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, is neither real nor unreal. It is as though real, it is mithya. But therefore it is, this Jagat also has no independent existence outside of the Atma. The Jagat also is Atma. So Jiva is Atma, Isha is Atma, Jagat also is Atma. And the care becomes, then what is there is only reality. Secondless reality. There is no second parallel reality. Only Satyam is the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Therefore, Atma is one, secondless. There is no second reality. What about Jagat? The entity of the objective universe, which is material in nature, is mithya. It is not a parallel reality. There's no independent existence of it. Therefore, it's also resolved in Brahma. Jagat is also Brahma. Therefore, now Atma is one, secondless, non-dual. Ekam, Atma ekaha, Atma satyam, Atma ekaha, Atma advitiyaha, secondless, Atma advaitaha, non-dual. One secondless, non-dual reality. When you understand, there's no Jagat. Absolutely, there's no Jagat. In spite of experiencing the world of plurality, duality, still you can see absolutely there is no plurality. There's no world of plurality. Absolutely, there's no duality. This experience of duality, plurality is only relative, relatively real, not absolutely real. This you can understand. So from the standpoint of water, there's only water. The standpoint of wave, there are countless number of waves. And waves are mithya because they have no independent existence. But what is satyam? With reference to ocean, what is satyam? Similarly here, the standpoint of satya atma, the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, Brahma. From the standpoint of reality, atma, Brahma, there is no second thing. Therefore, there is no I, there is no Jagat, there is no Ishra also, other than Brahma. Absolutely. This difference is relative. You see, from the standpoint of consciousness, there is no knower known duality. From the standpoint of consciousness, there is no Jagat. Absolutely. The standpoint of consciousness, there is no world of plurality. Therefore, the person who has the clear vision, that person does not see the world of plurality anymore as absolutely real. He, in spite of remaining in the world of duality and plurality, in spite of experiencing, he can say, absolutely, there is no world of plurality. There is relative. This mithya. And if a person does not see this essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, what happens? Who does not see the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma? One who does not know one's own surupa. One who does not distinguish one's own self being knower. Thereby one does not see one's own sarupam, cannot see the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. So being ignorant of one's own self, being ignorant of the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, this person, having wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, when a person isolates himself because of self-ignorance, because of the ignorance of the essential oneness, having wrong identity with the body, mind and complex, and having superimposed limitations of anatma upon the atma, when the person isolates oneself as an individual, I am an individual, and I'm different from the world, he sees himself as the body, mind and complex with identity. Therefore, he looks at himself as an individual. Then he sees himself being different from the world being different from himself or herself. This is what? Individual, total duality, the knower known duality. Then every individual is different from every other individual. Every being is different from every other being. Then this person sees plurality. For him, duality, which is relatively real, becomes absolutely real. What is as though really is absolutely real for an Atma Jnani. For a self-ignorant person, what is relatively real is absolutely real. Duality is absolutely real for him. Therefore, plurality also is absolutely real for him. The world is absolutely real. The world of plurality is absolutely real for him. For whom? One who does not know one's own sorupam. One who is ignorant of oneself. Thereby one whose perception of self is erroneous. One who has wrong identity, the body, mind, and complex. One who isolates oneself as an individual. One who sees oneself being different from the world, world being different from oneself. For such a person, duality is real, plurality is real. For such a person, mantra says, yaha iha nana iva pashyati. Who sees this, world to be a plural? Who sees this to be plural? Yaha iha, the one who sees here in this world. Nana iva sees that there are things. Nana means plural. Nana tum is plurality. There are plural. There are things. There are many. He is many. To be real. Yaha nana iva pashyati. Who sees as though there are many, and he sees the manyness to be real. Plurality to be real. Such a person in whose perception plurality is real, duality is real, who sees the duality, who sees the plurality, such a person being self-ignorant, being ignorant of the fact of the truth of essential, ignorant of the essential oneness of the reality, what happens? Having all wrong notions about the self, involving himself in karma, accumulating punya papam, and in order to exhaust punya papam, choicelessly, he continues to be in samsara. Upanishad says, saha mrityoho mrityum apnoti. He attains death from death. Mrityoho mrityum apnoti. He attains death. From one death, he gets another death. From another death, he gets another death. What does it mean? He'll be born again with a parasit of paradha karma, exhaust the paradha karma. While exhausting the paradha karma, he'll accumulate new punya papam. He'll accumulate agami karma. Again, he will have next set of paradha ready. So when paradha ends, he'll die. Again, he'll assume another body. Again, he'll be born to exhaust next set of paradha. again he will die. It means he attains death from death. I mean, he goes from death to death. It means he'll continue to remain in this beginningless, endless life of transmigration, life of samsara. Who? The person who sees that there are many. There are many things. Who does not see the essential oneness. Who mistakes the perception of plurality and duality to be relative plurality to be absolutely real. See, you must be very careful. When you discover the essential oneness, we understand the reality being one, secondless and non-dual. That does not mean after having the vision, you will not experience any more duality. Even after having clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the non-duality of the reality also, one will continue to have, one will continue to perceive duality, continue to perceive the world of plurality. But in understanding, he will not mistake the plurality or duality to be absolutely real. It is like, even though we all know very well sun does not rise at all, sun does not set at all, still we perceive the sunrise, perceive the sunset. We do talk about the sun rising time and setting time, but at the back of the mind we know very well there's no such a thing called sunrise or sunset. Similarly here, even after the vision, in spite of perceiving the world of duality and plurality, the person will not mistake what he perceived to be absolutely real. He knows it is as though real. Such a person is free from bondage. Who mistakes the plurality to be real, he alone goes from death to death. Is it clear? Okay, let me go to the Bhashyam now. Yade veha karya karanopadi samanvitam. Yad means relative pronoun, that which. Yad eva, that which alone is. Iha, here. Here means obtains as the nearest self. Yadeva iha, that reality which alone obtains as the nearest self, the content of I, truth of the knower experiencer. Now, karya karana upadhi samanvitam. But which is endowed with, which is identified with, associated with upadhi, the manifesting medium. Upadhi, manifesting medium, in the form of manifesting medium in terms of body, mind, sense complex. The word karyam stands for body and karanam stands for all the external, internal instruments of knowledge and actions. So, karya karana upadhi samanvitam, that which alone obtains as that reality which alone obtains the nearest self, endowed with, associated with, identified with the manifesting medium, the body, mind, sense complex. Samsara dharmavatu. That which has the attributes of samsara. Samsara dharmavat. Dharmavan jivaha. Samsara dharmavan jivaha means what? Jiva who has the attributes of, who goes through the problems of samsara. Samsara dharmavan jivaha. சம்சார தர்மவத்து. As that absolute reality, obtaining as the nearest self, the content of I, being endowed with the upadhi, you know, of body, mind, senses complex, now is there as what now? Samsara dharmavati, as the one who is subject to the attributes, the of samsara, the forms of samsara. அவபாசமானம் சம்சார தர்மவத்து அவபாசமானம் அப்பியர்ஸ் டு பி தட் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி அல்டிமேட் ட்ரூத் விச் அப்சல்யூட்லி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சம்சார அலோன் நவ் அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி அசோசியேஷன் ஐடென்டிட்டி வித் தி பாடி மைண்ட் அண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் appears to be going through the problems of samsara, appears to be having the attributes of samsara. Really, jivatma does not go through any samsara problems, but now seems to be avabhasamanam, it appears to be, seems to be going through the problems of samsara. Seems to be having the attributes of samsara. For whom? Avivekinam. Only for people who are deluded. Avivekinam. So, avivekinam jananam. For those people who are deluded, who lack the discriminative knowledge of what is real and what is not real, what is satyam and what is mithya, who do not have the discriminative knowledge of what the knower is, what the knower is not, what I am, what I am not, what atma is, what atma is not. Such people, ignorant people, ignorant of the truth, ignorant of the self, thereby who are deluded, who lack the discriminative understanding of what is satyam and what is mithya, what is atman, what is anatma, for such people alone, that absolute reality which alone is here, obtaining as the nearest truth, associated with the body, mind, sense, the manifesting medium, body, mind, sense complex, appears to be having the attributes of samsara. Samsara vat avabhasamanam avivekinam. And now, tadeva, that absolute reality, abstract formless reality, the truth which alone as looked upon as Ishvara, the truth of the Jagat, that alone here, Swatmastham, Tadeva Swatmastham, that reality obtaining as one's own self, Swatmastham, obtaining as the truth of one's own self, Swatmastham, Amutra, that reality alone, obtaining as the one's own self, is there as what? Amutra there, as the truth of Ishvara. Which Ishvara here? Truth of? Nitya Vijnana Ghanaswabhavam. The truth which is ever of the nature of pure, which is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, nitya ever, vijnana ghana, vijnana knowledge, ghana the pure knowledge. So swabhava nature. So tadeva, that truth obtaining as the same truth, the same reality, abstract formless reality, obtaining as one's own self in one's own mind, Swatmastham, Swatmani Tishtati iti Swatmastaha. Obtaining in one's own mind as the one's own self, that truth is actually Amutra, there, and the truth of Ishvara, which is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, Nitya Vijnana Ghanaswabhavam, Amutra. This reality obtaining in one's own mind as the own self is nothing but that reality which is there, the Surupma of Ishvara, that which is there, but that which is ever of nature of pure knowledge. And which is ever free from, absolutely devoid of, free from all the problems of samsara, all attributes of samsara. Sarva samsara dharma varjitam. So the reality obtaining as the swarupa of Ishvara, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, which is ever free from, devoid of all the attributes of samsara. Is Brahma. So what now? The same reality obtaining as a rupma of the jiva, individual, as a truth of I, being endowed with the body imagines complex because of wrong identity, because of erroneous perception, appears to be going through the problems of samsara. For those who lack the discriminatory knowledge. And the same reality, obtaining in one's own mind as one's own self, is nothing but that reality, Swarupa of Ishvara, which is ever of nature of pure knowledge, is absolutely free from attributes of samsara. What is that reality? That reality is of the nature, that reality is ever of the nature of infinitude, therefore implied by the term Brahma. Sarva samsara dharma varjitam Brahma. So Brahma, the abstract formless reality, that which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, implied by the term Brahma, is absolutely free from, ever devoid of, all the attributes of samsara. What are the attributes of samsara? Samsara dharmaha ke. What are the samsara dharmaha? Jananam, birth, maranam, death, jara, old age. Then vyadihi, disease. Then the experience of pairs of opposites. Sukha dukkha anubhavaha. They're all what? Samsara dharmaha. And this abstract formless reality is implied by the term Brahman is devoid of, free from these attributes of samsara. Even all these attributes enjoy their existence in Brahma. Jananam exists in Brahma. Maranam exists in Brahma. Old age exists in Brahma. Old age, birth, death, these are all which come and go. Sukha dukkha anubhava, all experience of pairs of opposites comes and goes in consciousness, knowledge. Whereas consciousness is ever free from all these. That is why samsara dharma varjitam Brahma, the Brahman which is ever free from the attributes of samsara, which is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, which is there as Rupma of Ishvara, the truth of the whole, alone is here, okay, as one's own self, obtaining in one's own mind. Which means, Jiva Swarupam is non-different from Ishvara Swarupam. Jiva Swarupam is Brahma, Ishvara Swarupam also is Brahma. So யதேவ இஹ காரிய கரண உபாதி சமன்விதம் காரிய கரணோபாதி சமன்விதம் சம்சார தர்மவது அவபாசமானம் அவிவேக்கினாம். சோ ஒன்லி ஃபார் அவிவேகி ஜீவஸ்வரூபம் ஜீவா the truth of the jiva appears to be having samsara. But what vivek is, there's no jiva, there's no ishvara, there's no only brahma, and there's no samsara also. Tadeva swatmastam. See, swatmastam means manasi tishtam. Swatmani tishtam. Tishtati iti swatmastaha. Atmani tishtati iti atmastaha. So, atmastham, obtaining in one's own mind is one's own self. Amutra. Tadeva. So, atmastham, amutra. Nitya vijnana ghanaswabhavam. Sarva samsara dharma varjitam brahma. Okay, next. Yaccha mutra mushminnatmanisthitam. Let me break it. Yaccha. And, cha, and, yet, that which is there, amutra, that which is there, amushvin atmani, that which is there, okay, there, as the sarupam of Ishvara, amushvin atmani, sthitam, so that absolute reality, abstract root, which alone is there as the swarupam of that Ishvara Paramatma. Tadeva, that Paramatma swarupam alone, iha, here, namarupa karya karana upadhim, anuvibhavyamanam, the same reality is here, here, with what? The body, mind, sense complex, non-substantial form and name in the form of the manifesting media, the body, mind, sense complex. Namarupa karyakarana upadhim anavibhavyamanam. That alone here is, that truth alone is here being identified with body, mind, sense complex. The upadhi, the manifesting medium, body, mind, sense complex. The non-substantial form and name. Namarupa, not name and form. Na anyat. It is not different. The truth obtaining as the sarupam of the jiva is obtaining as sarupam of the jiva associated with the form and name in terms of the body, mind, sense complex, which is the upadhi, the manifesting medium, is nothing but this jiva sarupam is nothing but that Brahman only, sarupam of Ishvara only. Tatra evam sati, tatra evam sati, such being the case, such being the case means what? The swarupam of the I, the individual, the swarupam of the individual obtaining as the truth of I, the swarupam of Ishvara obtaining the truth of the entirety of the cosmos is one and the same. Such being the case, satra evam sati, such being the case, upadhi swabhava bheda drishti lakshanaya avidyaya mohitaha san. Upadhi swabhava bheda drishti lakshanaya avidyaya mohitaha san. Mohitaha san. Being deluded. So, yaha, mohitaha sanna yaha, that person who, Which person? Whoever. Whoever, that person, whoever, mohitaha san, being deluded means what? Not having discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not. Atma anatma vivekena vina. Mohitaha san, being deluded, not having the discriminative knowledge of Atma and Anatma, mistaking the body, mind, sense complex for the self, having erroneous perception of the self. Okay. Having erroneous perception of the self. So he is deluded means what? He has no discriminative knowledge of Atma and Anatma. What is real? What is not real? What is Anatma? What is Atma? What is Anatma? He does not know. So, because he does not know, he does not know the self. Mohitaha san, being deluded, not having discriminative knowledge, mistaking the Anatma for the Atma. Having identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Mistaking the non-self body, mind, sense complex for the self. Aham parasmat anyaha aham. Parasmat aham anyaha. I am different from Paramatma. Parasmat aham anyaha. I am different from Ishvara. Mattaha anyat param. And Ishvara is different from me. I am different from Ishvara. And Ishvara is different from me. Mattaha anyat param. The absolute reality is different from me. Or Ishvara is different from me. I am different from the truth. I am different from Paramatma. I'm different from Paramatma. Paramatma is different from me. Parasmad anyaham, aham mattaha anyat param. Param Brahma. Iti. Okay. When he isolates himself from Ishvara, from the world, then what happens for him? Duality is real. Nanaiva bhinnamiva pashyati. Nanaiva bhinnamiva pashyati. He sees everything, he being different from everything else. He sees, there are many. He sees as though there are many. Many means what? In his perception, the world of plurality is real. Nana iva pashyati. Nana iva bhinnam iva pashyati. He sees the difference. He sees the plurality. Means for him, difference is real. Plurality is real. Okay. Why did he become mohitaha? Why did he become deluded? Because being deluded, he thinks aham parasmad anya mattaha anyat param. He sees mattaha anyat param aham parasmad anya. I am different from Paramatma. Paramatma is different from me. Aparam Brahma. Therefore what? He sees the world as though many. He sees everything as though there's the different. Everything is different. He sees the difference and purity to be real, absolutely real, pashyati. Because of his delusion, because of his lack of discriminative knowledge of what is Atma, what is Anatma, what is real, what is mithya. Mohitaha sanne nana iva pashyati, bhinnam iva pashyati. I am different from Paramatma, Param Brahma is different from me. Thus he thinks. Why did he become deluded? Because of delusion, He perceives. Because of delusion, he perceives the self erroneously. He perceives the world also erroneously. There's error in the perception of the self and there's error in the perception of the world because of the delusion. Okay? Why there's delusion? Avidyaya. Because of the ignorance. Because of the ignorance, lakshanaya, ignorance in the form of, ignorance in the form of swabhava beda drishti. In beda drishti, erroneous perception. Upadi swabhava beda drishti lakshanaya. Because of ignorance in the form of erroneous perception. Perception of perception. Upadi swabhava beda drishti lakshanaya avidyaya. Because of the ignorance in the form of the erroneous perception of the upadhi as a self, mohitahasan, being deluded, yaha, whoever, iha, brahmani, anana bhote. Brahma, which is actually not many. Ana, brahmani, anana bhote. In Brahma, which is not many. In that only secondless reality, which is not many. In that Brahma, one sees plurality. One sees as though there are many. In one who sees in Brahma, which is not many. One sees as though there are many. One sees as though there is difference. Thinking what? I am different from Paramatma. Parasmadaham anyaha. I am different from Brahma. Mattaha anyat param Brahma. Param Brahma is different from me. Iti nanaiva bhinnamiva pashyati. Is this as though there are many, as though they are different. Pashyati. As though there are many, as though they are different. They are different mean what? As though there is difference. Pashyati upalabhate. One who has his wrong understanding. Such a person saha mrityoho. Mrityum, what? Maranat maranam, maranan maranam. Mrityoho mrityum, maranan maranam, mrityum. He goes from death to death means what? Punaha, punaha, janma marana bhavam apnoti. Apnoti means patipadyate. Punaha, punaha, janma marana bhavam apnoti, punaha, punaha, janma marana bhavam pratipadyate. This person attains the condition of being subject to death, birth and death, again and again. Punaha, punaha means what? He does not die once. He dies repeatedly, which means in order to die repeatedly, one must be born also repeatedly. And before dying, one must go through samsara also. One must go through the paths of opposites also repeatedly. Repeatedly means what? Endlessly. This person will continue to remain in samsara forever. Which person? The one who sees as though there are many, as though there is difference. Even though there's no difference, that there are not many. Why does he see that? So seeing the many, seeing the difference means what? Mistaking the perception of plurality to be absolutely real. Mistaking the perception of duality to be absolutely real is seeing many and seeing difference. That because why he is absolutely real for him? Because he, first of all, he isolates himself as an individual. Then he sees himself being different from the world, different from Ishvara, different from the truth. And he is Ishvara to be different from himself. Where? In the Brahman, which is not many. Anana bhute brahmani. In that Brahman, which is not many, he sees as though there are many, as though there are there's difference. Thinking, I am different from Paramatma, Param Brahman is different from me. He sees why? Because he is completely deluded. Mohitahasana. Why he is deluded? Because he has no discriminative knowledge of what Atma is or Atma is not. Has no that. This delusion is because of his erroneous perception caused by ignorance. Avidyaya upadhi svabhava bheda drishti lakshanaya avidyaya mohitaha. He is deluded by the ignorance in the form of the erroneous perception of the upadhi as a self. Okay. This is over. Next. Tasmat. Therefore what? Tasmat. Therefore. Tatha na pashyet. One should not see erroneously. Tatha na pashyet. One should not see erroneously. One's perception of self should not be erroneous. One's perception of the world should not be erroneous. Which means, in spite of perceiving the world of duality and plurality, still one must know clearly the fact that the plurality is not absolutely real. Duality is not absolutely real. It is as though real. Plurality is an apparent reality. Duality apparent reality. What is absolutely real is non-duality of the reality. Reality alone is absolutely real. The pure knowledge, abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge alone is absolutely real. The one reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality. And everything else is mithya. Jiva status is mithya, Ishwara status is mithya. Jagat is also mithya, which means Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat do not exist independently at all outside of other than Brahma. Therefore, the Raya school is non-existent. They're all as though real. Well, as though real should not be mistaken for absolutely real. That is what is meant by tathana pashyet. One should not mistake what is relatively real as though real to be absolutely real. Vijnanaikarasam nairantryena vijnanaikarasam vijnanaikarasam. the only essence of pure knowledge, the abstract, subtlest, formless reality, the only essence of Ishvara, Jiva and Jagat, Ekarasam, the only essence which is only essence obtaining in the pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, Vijnana Ekarasam, Nairantriyena. See, Nirantaram is adjective. Nairantriyam is noun. Nirantaram means what? Without any gap. Antaram vina. Antaram means gap. Nirantaram means without any gap. Without any gap. Nirantaram means without any gap. Means continuously. There's one meaning. But Nirantaram means without any gap. So not a noun form of it. Nairantriyam. Gaplessness. Nairantriyam means gaplessness. Nirantaram, gapless. The word Nirantaram also means continuous. But here Nirantaram means, Antaram means gap. Nirantaram means without gap. So gapless Nirantaram. Nairantriyam, gaplessness. Nairantriyena, gaplessly. What does it mean? We should not try to translate it. I'm giving the literal meaning for the sake of Sanskrit students. Nairantriyena means gaplessly, which means all pervasively. Okay? You see, implied meaning is what? All pervasiveness. What the literal meaning, direct meaning? Gaplessly. Gap, with the gaplessness. With the gaplessness is the literal meaning. Actual implied meaning is what? All pervasively. Nairantriyena. Nairantri, all pervasively. All pervasively means what? Indivisibly. Undividedly. Undividedly, indivisibly, all pervasively. Beautiful. Nairantriyena, you have to say. Nirantara adjective. Nairantriyam noun. So, Vijnana Ekarasam, the only essence in obtaining a pure knowledge. Nairantriyena. Undividedly, indivisibly, partlessly, all pervasively. Akashavat, light space, remains as the whole. Paripurnam, paripurnam. Paripurnam means what? Absolutely all pervasive. Paripurnam, paripurnam, all pervasive. Brahmayeva ahamasmi iti pashyet. Beautiful. Brahmayeva aham iti pashyet. Iti vakyartha. The actual meaning implied by the sentence is that one should not see erroneously the self and the world. One should not see the differences and plurality, duality, manyness as absolutely real. Instead, how one should see, what should be one's, no, it's not vision, what should be one's vision. One should avoid erroneous perception. One should have clear, doubt-free, ascertained, correct vision. What one should have the vision. How one should see? Brahmayeva ahamasmi. I, the experiencer, knower, am. The reality, Brahma. One secondless, non-dual reality, the limitless reality, Brahma. Aham Brahma. Aham Brahma Yeva Ahamasmi. Brahman alone I am. I am Brahma. I the self am Brahma. Which Brahma? The Brahma which is paripurnam, which is absolutely full, which is of the nature of absolute fullness. Paripurnam is adjective. I'm adding the word, I'm making it, I change the sentence into a noun form. I the self am Brahma, which is of the nature, which am of the nature of fullness, absolutely fullness. Akashavat, which am of the nature of all pervasiveness, fullness, indivisible, and which am of the nature of indivisibleness, I am of the nature of pure, I am of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, the only essence of pure knowledge, which is indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, like the space. So, I myself am Brahma, which is ever of the nature of full, ever, absolutely of the nature of fullness, and which is, which I am of the nature of only essence of pure consciousness, which I am ever undivided, indivisible, partless, whole, Brahma. The Nairantriyam, example is given. Katam Nairantriyana, indivisibly, undividedly means what? Akashavat, like the space, that which is sheer. Undivided as indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. The reality, the essence, name of pure knowledge, implied by the term Brahma, that Brahman alone I am. So, vijnanaikarasam nairantriyena akashavat paripurnam brahma eva ahamasmi iti pashyet iti vakyarthah. So, Upanishad emphasizes that we must have the clear doubt to ascertain vision of what is absolutely real. We should not mistake our perceptual reality, which is empirically real, the empirical reality, relative reality, as the reality to be absolute reality. With this, the lesson is over. I thought of doing more, just the time passed. Okay. Is it any questions here? Still, I'm going to do the next mantra also. Even if you not do a very small one, I can do quickly. But I started late, 10 minutes late. Any questions in this? Okay. Next mantra, 11th mantra. Pragekatva vijnanad acharyagama samskritena. Okay, so Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the following mantra in this manner. Why he gives introduction? Because the mantra makes very clear a fact. What is the fact? That even though truth is all pervasive, truth, the absolute reality, the pure, obtaining of pure knowledge implied by the term Brahma, Atma, is of the nature of all pervasiveness. The reality is one secondless, we understand all that is here is only the reality of Brahma. Jiva is Brahma, Ishra is Brahma, Jiva and Ishra are not different. The standpoint of reality, essentially, Jagat also is Brahma. There's no Jagat outside of the reality. Because there's no independent existence, we understand everything. Still, where is this reality available for recognition? Where should one discover this truth, this all-pervasive reality? Time is Brahma, space is Brahma. All forms, names and functions are Brahma, elements are Brahma, elementals are Brahma, living beings are Brahma, non-living things are Brahma, mobile beings are Brahma, immobile beings are Brahma, functions are Brahma, actions are Brahma. Every experience is Brahma, all experiences are Brahma, experiencer is Brahma, experience is Brahma, experienced object also is Brahma, everything is Brahma. But how can you understand that? How exactly Brahman is? What exactly is Brahma? Brahma is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. So what is the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness? What is the reality which is of the nature of all pervasiveness? What is the reality? What is the infinite reality? Limitless reality. So that reality is abstract, formless, subtlest. That reality is available for recognition only in the mind, for a human being. No other being can arrive at the reality except a human being. One fact. And even human being can arrive at the reality only in one's own mind. Not anywhere else. Realities, even though reality is all pervasive, recognizability of reality is only in the mind. Means reality is available for recognition only in the mind. Therefore, there's many people who teach meditation, they emphasize this. Oh, meditation is the only way to arrive at the truth. When you can only practice meditation, you don't need Shastram. You don't need Shastra study. So Shravanam is not given importance. Manam is not given importance. For them, simply the technique, the discipline of meditation itself is enough. Meditation is the only way for knowing the truth, they say. And meditation, suppose culminates in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and that Samadhi is mistaken to be the attainment of Jnanam or Moksha. Samadhi's experience is mistaken to be attainment of Moksha or Jnanam. And some people say the mind is the problem. So mind is there when the thoughts keep on coming. So you can't meditate. You get the restlessness, mental restlessness, big obstacle. So leave the mind away. Throw the mind away. Drop the mind. So people say all these things. They do not really understand what they say. This is a huge, without really seeing what the Shastram says, they say, leave the mind away, drop the mind, kill the mind. No? So meditation is the only means, etc. they say. But Shastram says, no, you have to protect your mind. Take care of your mind. Mental wellness should be taken care of. Why? Because why you must protect your mind, take care of your mind? Because mind is a delicate baby, delicate darling, like your newborn baby. You have to carefully take care of the mind, because it is the mind, in that mind alone, you can discover the truth. Because mind alone, the knowledge rises. You can arrive at the reality as the source of the knowledge. You can never arrive at the reality as an object of knowledge. As long as you are searching for the truth as an object of knowledge, you will be an utter failure. Your search will be endless. You'll be searching and searching and searching. You may go mad. Reality has to be arrived at as the source of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. Where does the knowledge rise? Where does the knowledge exist? Knowledge of the self, knowledge of the world, knowledge of any object, knowledge of one's own self, one's own existence, knowledge of the existence of the world, knowledge of everything in the world, knowledge of all details about things, the knowledge rises in the mind, in the form of thought. Knowledge rises, knowledge exists, knowledge resolves. And when we want to know the truth, we want to know the truth means we want to know the truth as an object of thought, object of knowledge. No. The Shastram says, what you want to know is the abstract, absolute reality, ultimate truth, without which there cannot be Jagat at all. That which alone is the name of the existence of the Jagat. That because of which the life is possible. That truth has been arrived at as the source of the knowledge, as the sorup of the knower, the subjective knowledge, not as object of knowledge. Therefore, reality is available for recognition only in the mind, even though reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. It is said here, mantra says, manasa, he says, manasayeva idam aptavyam, manasayvedam aptavyam, manasayvedam aptavyam, nehananasti kinchana, mrityoho samrityam gachyati, yaihananeva pashyati, manasaivedamaptavyam, manasaivedamaptavyam, nehananasti kinchana, mrityosamrityum gachyati, yaihananeva pashyati. The second line of the mantra repeats what has been said already in the previous mantra. What does it say? What does it repeat? The consequence of having the erroneous perception of the self and the world. The consequence of having the erroneous perception of the self and the world will result in terms of having to be in samsara forever, having to be subject to the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, having to be subject to the beginningless, endless life of transmigration. The samsara being the consequence of having the erroneous perception of the self and the world is this discussed the second line of the mantra. But what did the first line say? Manasa yev idam aptavyam. One sentence is the important sentence here. Manasa yev idam aptavyam. Again, idam aptavyam, not tad. Why idam? Idam means this. Tad means that. That truth, the only reality, only truth, which alone lends existence to the whole Jagat, which alone enjoys the status of being Ishwara, the Lord of the whole, that truth, that abstract reality has to be arrived at as the nearest self, as the content of I only. You can never understand Ishwara first, then understand yourself. No. You have to understand what you are first. And in the light of knowing what you are, you can see there's no Ishwara which is separate from you. Beautiful. Idam aptavyam. That truth obtaining as the nearest self, the content of I, should be arrived at, should be attained in terms of knowledge. Aptavyam. That reality obtaining as this nearest self should be attained in terms of knowledge only through the mind. Manasayeva. Therefore what now? Mind should be refined. If the truth has to be arrived at only in the mind, through the mind, in terms of knowledge, then mind must be refined mind. Unrefined, uncultured, uncivilized, immature mind will not be of use. Now, you can arrive at the truth with that immature mind, uncultured, uncivilized, unrefined mind. The mind must be refined. So Shankaracharya says, samskritena manasa. Samskritena, you add that bhashyam word with this mantra word. Samskritena manasa eva idam aptavyam. Samskritena manasa. Asamskritena manasa aptum na shakyate. It is not at all possible. It is impossible to arrive at the truth with the mind which is not refined. See, there is not even a fraction of second. Bhagavan, in the form of reality, is away from you. Always, Bhagavan is there in the form of truth as yourself. Still, the truth has not been revealed to you. Why? That does not mean Bhagavan is away from you. Bhagavan is there as very you. There's not even time distance or physical distance between you and Ishwara. You are the very truth. Truth is there as you. But still truth doesn't become revealed to you, because it's not because of you, not because of the Ishwara. It's because of the problem with the mind. Asamskritam manaha. Asamskritam manaha. As long as mind remains unrefined, the truth is as though far away from you. Because it doesn't become revealed to you. If the truth has to be attained, if the truth should be, must be attained in terms of knowledge, only through the mind. Which mind? Samskritena manasa eva. Only through the refined mind. How does the mind become refined? Shankaracharya says, Acharya Agama Samskritena. Acharya Agama Samskritena. Means, Acharyasya Sahayena, Agamasya Sahayena. Agamaha means Vedashastram. Vedashastram, especially Vedanta Shastram, which serves as a Pramana Grantaha, a means of knowledge. Vedashastram prescribes two disciplines. Vedashastram prescribes two disciplines. The person who is given to the study of the Shastram will know two disciplines. One discipline is for converting the unrefined mind into a refined mind. Another discipline is to discover the truth in that refined mind. Therefore, jnana praptyartham jnana yogaha. Jnana Yogita Praptyatam Karma Yogaha. So Karma Yoga is prescribed by the Shastram as a discipline to prepare one's mind, to convert immature mind into a mature mind, to convert the unrefined mind to a refined mind. And Jnana Yoga is a discipline prescribed by the same Shastram to discover the truth. So without the mental preparation, mental refinement, going for the pursuit of jnanam will be of no use. It means one must focus on one's mental refinement. One must make serious efforts, sincere efforts to convert one's immature, unrefined mind into a mature mind. One has to take care of one's mental preparedness. And for that, in order to prepare one's mind also, Shastram herself, Vedamata herself, shows us the way by prescribing this discipline called Karma Yoga. Means how one should live one's life. That's why Agamena, Agama Vishaya Avagamena. By understanding the teaching of the Shastram with the help of the Vedamata, we can understand how I should live, we should live our lives, thereby how we can protect, take care of our mind, thereby how we can convert, how we can become mature mentally, emotionally, how we can mature, thereby how we can become eligible for the attainment of jnanam. Afterwards, with the help of the same Shastram, following another discipline, we can also attain jnanam. Therefore, and that Shastram also, we cannot understand by ourselves. We have mobile Shastram in the form of Acharya, the teacher who unfolds and helps us understand the teaching in the proper context. Because without mistaking the contradictions in the Shastram, without having wrong understanding of the Shastram, to have clear, correct understanding of the context of teaching, that is with the help of the teacher who knows the Sampradaya. So with the help of the Sampradaya, with the teacher who can unfold the Shastram, and with the help of the Shastram, help the teaching given by the Shastram, if we follow our lives, if we live our lives as ordained by the Shastram, definitely one can become refined minded. The word first Acharya Shankaracharya says, Vijnanat Ekatva Vijnanat Prak. Prak means what? Before. Ekatva means what? Reality. Reality, which is of the nature of oneness, is Ekatva. Ekatva Vijnanat Prak. Before the attainment, before even making any attempt, any effort to attain the knowledge of the oneness of the reality, one must see that one mind is prepared for the knowledge of the Ekatva, reality. So with the help of, before even the attainment of knowledge of the truth, with the help of the Acharya, the teacher, and the Shastram, the Pramanam, when a person becomes refined minded, and with the help, through that refined mind alone, through refined mind alone, the absolute reality has to be attained, arrived at in terms of jnanam. So Acharya sahayena, Acharyasya sahayena, Agamasya sahayena, Samskritena manasa eva idam aptavyam, the truth of the whole cosmos, obtaining as the nearest self should be arrived at, attained in terms of knowledge only through the refined mind. If the truth is arrived at, the person becomes emotionally adequately mature and with all qualifications, if a person has sadhana chatushtya sampattihi, he has shamaha, damaha, etc. And if he can study well and he can do shavana manam and he understands the teaching, then thereby if a person arrives at the truth, then what will be his vision? What will be his perception? Oh, this duality I am perceiving is not real at all. This duality I am perceiving is not real at all. Absolutely, there is only non-dual reality. What is this? Only Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. I myself am Brahma. All that is there is only Brahma. There is no such a thing called plural, that not many. There are no many. There is no world of plurality. There's only Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. Iha Kinchana Nana. Kinchana Nana Na Asti. Iha Nana Kinchana Na Asti. There's not at all. There's nothing at all of plurality. This is with the vision. If a person has the vision. Otherwise, yaha iha nana iva pashyati, the one who sees the plurality to be absolutely real, one who sees, oh, there are many, one who sees there are many, which means one who sees, one who mistakes his perception of plurality to be absolutely real, that person, mrityoho saha mrityum gacchati, he goes from death to death. Mean what? He continues to be in samsara. That is the literal meaning of the mantra. We have to do the bhashyam. Shall we continue in the next class? Should we stop now? You'll all respond very well. Quickly nod your head. Okay. Very good. We have beautiful verses. Any questions from here?
Swamiji, they used idam, napumsakalinga.
Yeah.
Normally we use pullinga, don't we?
That's not true. Id etati, 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 so many use napumsakalinga only. See, eshaha sometimes is used as eshaha atma. But in every mantra we saw before, etat. Etat is also synonym of idam, which is also napusakalinga only. Tat, etat, tat, tat. Etat, vaitat, etat, vaitat, etat, vaitat. We have seen that many times. Isn't it? Okay. Okay, we'll see again. The Bhashyam part we'll see next class. Because I need to say a lot here. See, once only in light of the teaching, we can see, you can validate living. Why our elders at home always say, live a life of dharma, speak the truth, don't tell lies, do this, be disciplined, get up early in the morning. Now, I can understand, even though we feel burdened with the discipline when they enforced, but knowing the value of the discipline, when they followed, it becomes a fun, it becomes joy. Without knowing the value of the disciplines when they're imposed on us, we feel burdened. Is the question, isn't it? Knowing the value is very important. And here, we can validate all the disciplines imposed on us can validate the worship, prayer, seeking Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma, living a life of values, living, having proper attitude in life towards everything. Karma yoga, living of karma yoga. And even see the value of shravanam, mananam, everything you can understand the light of the knowledge we get from the Shastra study. Okay, I'll stop here. No questions? Om Purnamida Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva.